Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Marshalltown's Public Works Director, Heather Thomas. How are you doing this morning, Heather?
Wonderful, Zach. How are you?
I am doing well, and you know, especially want to ask you this morning because officially, as of today now, Center Street Viaduct is closed. This is kind of the second major project that's happening this summer. Tell me, let's just walk through this project so our listeners kind of understand what's going on there.
Yes, so the Center Street Viaduct here in Marshalltown was in construction between 1947 and 1951. This project that we're doing this year is a pretty large undertaking. There are several aspects to the project. However, the main noticeable piece of the project for pedestrians and travelers on the bridge is going to be those what we call finger joints. Those are expansion joints that the bridge has, and over time, underneath, they have roller bearings that have seized up and corroded. So we will be cutting out two different sections of the entire bridge all the way across metal, concrete, and everything. And those are going to get replaced with a different type of a modular expansion joint. So that project did kick off this morning. They've closed the viaduct down to traffic. It will remain closed down to traffic through a pretty much most of the construction season here in 2026. The contractor is starting with some work on the north end of the bridge. There are several joints in that first area right over what is called a vaulted abutment. The gun club is underneath, but that area has quite a bit of concrete deterioration, both on the outside, we'll call them retaining walls of the vaulted abutment, and then the joints that are on the bridge itself are leaking down into the vaulted abutment. And so that is the first part of the project that the contractor is starting with here yet today. Like I said, we've closed the bridge down this morning. Contractor was getting in there and kind of just setting stuff up this afternoon to go ahead and kind of work on some of that concrete work.
Okay, so travel purposes, then people are probably wondering about how far is the closure mean. So the first, the south side, those loops that go down to Washington Street, like the YMCA down there, Manats is down there, are those loops going to stay open?
Those loops will stay open the entire project. So from a construction standpoint, we're able to keep all of our work a little bit further north than that, so you can access on those ramps down throughout the entire construction season here in 2026.
Okay. And then on the north side there, you've got that road that comes down right there at the, I'm going to call it the Boone and Center Street intersection. I don't even know what the name of that road is, but it goes right down there. Brings me to the OT, which is always a good time. So what about that road right there?
Yes. So that road, I also call it Center Street. It's basically parallel to the viaduct, and it does travel down underneath the viaduct from the Boone Street intersection. That road right now is closed. We closed that down this morning. It will not be closed the entire construction season, but this very first phase, it will be. So to access the OT right now, as well as some of the other businesses under there, I know we've got the pickleball shop as well. Go ahead and use Madison Street or Nevada Street to get down under there. As far as parking is concerned, we only have about 8 or so stalls blocked off right up against the gun club for the contractor's use for staging material and all those kind of things. So there's still plenty of parking down there. I'll say it on almost any project that impacts businesses. I know that there's construction in the area and you may have to take a small detour to get to where you want to go, but please continue to patron those businesses. You know, they are still open and are there to serve you guys and support this community.
Yeah, and we want them open after construction is done down
Absolutely.
There as well, too. So that I will call it Lower Center Street. We can be like Chicago, Upper Wacker, Lower Wacker.
There
we'll do
you
that
go.
With Center Street there. But then this is kind of a long time coming because I remember a couple of years ago we did close down Center Street just to do a little bit of patchwork with those finger joints.
Yeah, so I think it was March of 2023 we closed the viaduct for, I want to say it was either 3 or 4 days. And city staff went in and took off a portion of the metal on those finger joints and then welded on a ramped finger. And that was to kind of remove a little bit of the abruptness that was there. It did help And it did buy us some years in being able to do that. And one of the reasons we did that is because we were applying for a grant, which the city received a $1.5 million grant on the project to help with funding the project. So again, that was never intended to be a long-term repair. It was just kind of a short-term a help out in the abruptness there of those finger joints. But this project, again, is the long-term repair of those two finger joints, as well as some additional work on concrete repairs, as I mentioned, on the north vaulted abutment. We're doing a south abutment slab. And we're working on some deck drains. We're also working on the railing itself. So several aspects of the project, but overall, I think the larger piece is going to be those expansion joints for the public.
Okay. Other major project here this summer is happening already on Main Street. We have that first block there closed off. I think you teased us a little bit on social media, potential for the north side of the road opening up. Where are we at? I know there was some rain this weekend, but are we still on track for that to happen?
Yes, so I stopped in actually on my way over here just to make sure what the weather might have caused as far as changes goes, and we're still doing okay. It's probably going to depend a little bit on what comes in tomorrow on Tuesday, but we are anticipating of moving to that next stage of construction downtown sometime later this week. Right now we're targeting Wednesday, but part of that project will be that we open back up the two lanes of traffic and the parking on the north side of the road on East Main Street between Center and First Ave. We are going to keep the parking on the south side closed down while they continue to work on the courthouse event plaza space. But we're hoping to open that one block right there. They were out sealing some of the joints in the sidewalk this morning. As they get further through that today, they'll be cleaning off some of the pavement. They need to seal the joints in the street itself. Again, hopefully Tuesday sealing those joints and then Wednesday opening that up to traffic. Once they're able to open up that block, it will be a dead-end block, allow for a turnaround down by the First Ave intersection, but still allowing some parking on the north side of the road. Once we open that back up, the contractor is going to continue along east. So right now they are working in underground utilities in the First Ave intersection. They have the water main tied in and installed in that intersection. They are currently installing the storm sewer in that intersection. So if they close down on Wednesday, let's say, they'll continue removing pavement all the way over to 3rd Ave and then take that water main and continue going to 3rd Ave there. So potentially closing the blocks of 1st Ave to 3rd Ave here on Wednesday, weather permitting. But it is definitely coming and they're moving along very nicely so far. Just hope for some drier weather this spring so that they can keep making the progress that they've made in the last few weeks.
Yeah, so Heather, are we going to see more of you in a hard hat on social media giving us these updates as this project progresses this summer?
That's a great question. I'm happy to provide updates, and we have a great partnership here with the Chamber of Commerce and MCBD. I do know people like to get updates, so we do try to post regularly through social media, primarily our Facebook page. We did get a couple of videos last year of some different aspects we were working on, so if we've got something interesting coming up, maybe we'll break another one out and ask the Chamber for some help on that video.
I know a lot of these kind of road closure updates have been coming out on the City of Marshalltown's Facebook page and social media pages. You guys had like a Main Street main event page as well. Which one for the downtown project should people be looking at here this summer?
Yeah, so as far as the downtown project goes, we are still using Marshalltown Main Event. That is a separate website that also provides a weekly email, sometimes multiple times a week, just to stay updated. So definitely encourage you to sign up for that. They also have their own Facebook page that they provide updates on, and then the city shares their updates as well. But in general, for all projects throughout Marshalltown, we do two things for the city. We do a lot of the larger updates through what's called News Flash on the City of Marshalltown's website. You can sign up for an email or a text message with those larger level updates. We try to do that when we're closing some major roads. But also, not everything needs an email or a text. So if you're wanting to stay even more in the loop, follow us on our Facebook page. We'll do some additional updates through Facebook and social media that way as well.
Okay, so the two major projects, you feel like we've covered them sufficiently today and what's going on for people to get around town.
Yeah, reiterating, please come downtown. Please go to the Center Street Viaduct businesses. All of those businesses are out there and looking for your support. I've had a couple questions about how to get around town with the Center Street Viaduct closed. So the only other thing I might add there is the 3rd Ave Viaduct is where we'd like people to go ahead and detour if necessary for the Center Street Viaduct. We do know there are times of traffic on the 3rd, 6th Street Viaduct, especially some of those peak times, depending on when school or businesses get out, that there's quite a bit of a traffic there. So we do have signalized intersections on the 3rd Ave Viaduct. It's a Highway 14. It can handle the extra load of that traffic. And so we encourage people to use 3rd Ave Viaduct. Again, we have other locations as well. 18th Ave Viaduct, if you're coming out, you know, from the east side of town, maybe make your turns over there instead of coming over into the 3rd Ave or Center Street area. But lots of ways to get around town. We'll definitely have some signs out there and appreciate everybody's patience and cooperation.
Okay. I think I did see on one of those alerts that you guys are doing some concrete work up on the north side of town, up by Hughes Street.
Yes, this late last fall, we were working on a combination of a repair project on a storm sewer. But while we were in there, we did go ahead and make some additional improvements to the storm water infrastructure in that area as well. And then that snow hit there at Thanksgiving last year. So we ended up shutting down that project and kept that area as gravel over the wintertime, opened it up to traffic over the wintertime, closed that down here a week ago, actually got the first concrete pour in earlier this morning, hoping to do another concrete pour later this week, weather permitting, and then, you know, give us another week after that, and we'll have that road opened back up to traffic. But that's at the intersection of 4th Street and Hughes Street.
So this might be a loaded question, Heather, but, like, how long does it take to just resurface one block of road?
Yeah, so it definitely depends on whether you're talking about concrete or asphalt. I'm assuming you're talking about asphalt a lot of times when people use the word resurface. So for an asphalt road, you have to do some investigation ahead of time to see if that road can handle what we call a mill, an overlay. Sometimes you're overlaying on the existing surface, but you got to be a little bit careful about that because you start to fill in the gutters, and those gutters is what handles stormwater flow. So the more surface you add to a street, you lose some of that gutter capacity, and there with the curbs, you also start raising the elevation where all the driveways and sidewalks turn in, so that can turn into a larger project when you have concrete repairs. However, as we get to a mill and overlay, if it's super simple, you know, give us a couple weeks on a block and if there's no concrete work, but most of them aren't quite that simple.
Wrong question at the wrong time, but I appreciate you, Heather. Thanks for all you do.
Thanks.